Some Big Bash cricket is on its way to town. And I'm really excited because, you know, cricket usually takes place in summer when it's hot, sweaty, and that's why they wear the whites, I'm sure, to stop that sweat stain from getting through all their jocks and what have you. But the fact
Mate,
we're getting this...
don't talk sweat stains on your jocks. It's people are eating their breakfast. Come on.
All right. Kelvin Cochran, who's involved with the Bendigo Bank Big Bash that's coming in July, he joins us this morning. Morning, Kelvin.
Morning. How are you?
Oh, we're fantastic. How exciting is this Big Bash coming to Gympie?
Yeah, it's extremely exciting for the locals. I'm sure they can't wait to get out onto the lights and check out the boys hitting it over the rope. It'll be it's going to be super exciting.
It's not just one day. This is over 6 weeks. We've got finals. We've got build up and lead up. Tell us how the comp works, mate.
Yep. So we've got four local businesses in town: O'Brien Plumbing, Gympie Motor Group, Century 21, and Carlton Hill Dental, who are team owners. They've each bought a team. Players around the coast and around Gympie will put themselves into an auction. Nominations are open now. They're still open for a few weeks, so if anybody wants to nominate to play in the event, they certainly can. And then it comes to an auction night where the owners work with their team manager and captain to bid on players with a fake budget.
Oh, hang on. It's like picking teams in school,
like
Yeah, this is fantastic.
I might nominate Bilko. We'll see how much we can fetch for you.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, mate, I saved the day in the under-12 black back in the day. I saved the day.
Oh, definitely a spot for you for sure. I did hear Ali before say that she wanted to play. We do also have the Bulls Masters. Mm-hmm. So Jimmy Maher and the boys from the Queensland Bulls are going to come up at the end of the tournament after the grand final. So there's going to be a bit of an invitational game there, so we might be able to get you a game in there.
Oh, I would love that. Now, hang on. I don't know whether to be offended that you're calling me a master. How dare you? What are you saying? I'm not even 30, mate. I'm not even 30. Seriously. I'll have you know, actually, I shouldn't say this because I'm sure I wouldn't be able to replicate this. My best ever performance, and I've only played two seasons of cricket, and that was after I was 40 down in Hobart. My best ever effort, and I should have stopped there, was 2 for 3 off one.
Oh. That's
no, it wasn't. But... that never to be repeated. So,
hey, Duncan from Gympie Motor Group, there's an auction item right there. Ali's ready to go.
No, honestly, is Duncan playing, Kelvin?
Duncan is one of the owners. So he might nominate himself and pick himself. He certainly has the ability, but I think he's just going to be an owner.
Well, if we know Duncan, he probably will nominate himself.
He loves
himself.
His golf, so.
That's for sure. This is so exciting. So this is going to be played, you said, every Friday night, and it's over 8 weeks, isn't it?
So the opening night will be July 23rd. That'll be the first game. And then every Friday night at 6:30 under the light at Keith Mancy Oval at 1 Mile in Gympie. That we played for 6 round games and then an elimination final and a grand final.
What a great way to spend a Friday night in Gympie.
Yeah. It's going to be a family event, so there's going to be fireworks on the opening night. There'll be food vans and dummy castles throughout the week.
Mm-hmm. And there's free junior clinics as well every night too. This is like a big family event. We're talking something as massive as the show that's happening.
Fireworks, jumping castles. This is sensational.
Yep. No, we're certainly trying to target families to come down. There is that free junior coaching clinic from 5:15 for an hour before every game on Friday.
Perfect.
Down there to learn the game would be great.
How do you reckon we'll go with cricket being played in winter, Kelvin? I mean, it's a bit different.
Actually, all the veteran boys in Gympie, they play cricket throughout winter, and actually the field and the deck has gone really well, so... it might be a bit chilly. Hopefully we don't pull any hamstrings.
That's right, a few groins on the go. So with the auction night, which is June 25th, is that right?
July 9th.
I'm all over it. Yeah. Auction night on July 9th. Is this something that everyone can get along to?
Yeah, absolutely. The auction itself, I've seen a couple of these events before, and the auction night itself is actually really exciting to see, you know, which players get picked up and who goes for the most money. It's a really good night to turn up to, absolutely.
Fantastic. So, interested players can nominate until June 25th. So where do they go to do that, Kelvin?
You can jump on the Gympie Regional Cricket Association Facebook page. That's probably your best bet. There's all the details there that will help you navigate your way to nominate.
sensational.
All right, Kelvin, this sounds really good. So lock it in now. July, Bendigo Bank, Big Bash. We're going to hear more about it as we get closer. But if you're in the cricket circles around town, you're going to be getting excited and getting involved. Talk to your friends about it and nominate someone who you think's fairly decent. And hopefully you'll get picked on the team. That's always my biggest fear, getting picked. Something I have had trauma with since childhood days.
Come on, someone pick him, Kelvin, please.
Yeah.
No, it needs to see him.
You can play in the Masters one. I'll tell you what, I'm going to start throwing the arm over, Bilko. We don't want to embarrass ourselves.
No, this sounds great.
All right, Kelvin, thank you.
We might turn up to those 5:15 coaching clinics.
We need them.